Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT. Well, Taco Bell has certainly taken it, in the face on some of the foot traffic has dropped off nearly 20% because of this cyclospora out there. So when companies go through this, how do you bounce back? Sheila Rondeau joins us now, marketing strategist, to talk about this. Welcome in, Sheila. Thanks for being back with me. I appreciate you.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, I've talked to a number of different people on cyclospora, and they say, look, it's not the plague. Everybody just calm down. It's not comfortable. You know, you'll spend more time in the bathroom than you'd ever think you would. But it's a little parasite, gets on our vegetables, and it wreaks havoc, and then it moves along. So, but in the meantime, restaurants need that lettuce, and they use lettuce, and Taco Bell loves their shredded lettuce as well. You know, it's interesting because we went and had some Taco Bell with the kids, grandkids the other day, and everybody had their old tacos and lettuce was there. No big deal or anything. But the word spread that Taco Bell might be the source of all this. Turns out not so much. Or were they part of it in all this? I mean, what caused such a big drop off for them?
So at this point, they believe they were part of it. They have openly admitted that they had tainted lettuce. And they were very quick to respond that they were taking it off the market, mm-hmm. that they were getting rid of their entire supply, and they were going with a different party. In doing that, though, they did the first thing right, which is steer into it and don't hide it. So they at least they're going to take a hit now. But can you imagine what the repercussions would have been if they hadn't steered into it and somebody found out later?
You know, there was another case, I think, years ago. Chipotle had an issue at one point, mm-hmm. and they went through something very similar to this, but it was different than this one. How?
They didn't steer into it as quickly. They did not immediately jump into it and take action. It took them a while, and any time a brand takes too long, consumers see it, and they see them playing with the press rather than steering into it and owning it.
So when you do that, I mean, obviously it makes more sense to say, look, we're aware of it, we know it, we're taking precautions, we're going to, in fact, get rid of it for now, we'll do something different. Did that bounce them back, or are they still struggling at Taco Bell to regain that, 19% drop in foot traffic?
It's going to take them a little while. People don't want to just hear you say it. They want to see you do it. So they want to know that you really have taken it off the shelves and that they want to make sure that you're doing all the things that you need to make sure it doesn't happen again.
You know, when you look at marketing strategies, not only for this type of situation, but other companies, small businesses, all the way up to the big Fortune 500 companies, what's your ABCs of, you know, taking a situation that's not good and can damage your product and damage your bottom line? How do you head it off at the pass? Obviously, you've mentioned it a couple of times. You know, hit it head on, first of all, and acknowledge it. But then what?
Acknowledge it. Take responsibility for it, fix it, and then have a third-party verification and continue to update people. People hate to hear things like that go dark, and they don't know what the update is. Yeah. So you have to update them, but you don't have to keep it lingering around forever. Like the Chipotle, we still remember it, but this has happened to other companies, and we don't even remember which ones anymore.
Yeah, I guess to the point where you either, you know, do the right things or you really suffer the consequences. Have businesses gone out of business because of not doing those things you just mentioned?
Oh, yeah. There are lots of companies over the years that have gotten away from who they are and what they're supposed to do. Think about the backlash with Cracker Barrel a year or so ago. Yeah. Think about the backlash for Anheuser-Busch a handful of years ago. When brands get away from who they are and don't respect the opinions of their consumers and the people who built them, then they struggle. And most of those interactions could have been handled very quickly in less than 2 minutes. But because they messed around and played with it, it became so much bigger than it needed to be.
Yeah. And some of these companies, they not only just kind of played around with it and ignored it and just said, let's keep moving and what we want to do and blah, blah, blah. You know, when they come back out and actually go the other direction and double down saying, no, this is exactly what we planned. You know, it is going to be good and it was necessary to do. And then, well, wait a minute, your buying public just told you they don't like it. So why would you double down? Why do CEOs at that level say, well, this is what we're going to do? It's like the Democratic Party. They know socialists aren't good, but yet they're doubling down on it.
What happens is they get so caught up in their group mentality that they forget some of the very basics. Anheuser-Busch, for example, could have taken care of the entire Mulvaney issue in about 2 minutes. Mm. And instead, they continued to double down. They could have easily explained that over the last few decades, they have supported gay pride. It's not anything new to them. The difference is that they were also very vocal about things like being the number one supporter of Folds of Honor. They were responsible for taking down their billboards and putting up American flags after 9/11. They're the ones who, you know, these redneck, rough dudes in their great big trucks were pulled in front of convenience stores to protect the convenience store owners from backlash and said, you know, they're different from us, but they're ours. And that could have easily handled that transition. Mm-hmm. But instead, they doubled down on what they thought people wanted to hear based on, you know, what was going on in public.
Yeah,
vocally,
yeah,
what was happening in the public, not necessarily what their true demographics are.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to your consumers. You can't ignore them and think you're smarter than your consumer. Nah, they'll let you know that real quick. Sheila Rondeau, thank you so much for being with me. I sure do appreciate you. We'll have you back soon. Good insight.
Thank you.